Okay, today is, you may be seated. Sorry, I'm getting right in it. Thank you all so much. Thank you for being here and being faithful to God's house. And I know you could have been anywhere. I really do. I know that you're giving your tithes of your time to God, that He will bless you for it. And I just pray that the word will bless your soul, will enrich your soul. So today we're talking about steps of obedience. You know, we've been looking forward to this day and to celebrate steps of obedience on everybody's parts. And I'll have to say, I think I was overwhelmed over there. I think Steve was overwhelmed. We see it modeled, like I said in my prayer, we see it modeled in our lives, maybe at the end of a story or the end of a season or something that you've been waiting for. And we say, okay, God, I can now see all the pieces of the puzzle. But God allowed all of you all to actually physically be here to see it today. I mean, that's God, that He allowed everyone to be on this stage for you to go, wow, I can see the whole picture. We see how He directed everyone's steps where He purposed. And sometimes, matter of fact, often, those obedient steps lead you in directions to say no in order for Him to turn you, for you to say yes. And so, because contrary to the world's philosophy, you know, no isn't always a bad thing. It's not about rejection, or it's not about that someone did something wrong, but it's about His perfect will in order to accomplish His working through people. So we say it often here when we're preaching that God places us with people. He places us in places and in careers and with our gifting and talents, not for our benefit, but that He knows that He can use us best in that place. He knows what's best. So today's word is simple. In steps of obedience, we're going to see that He shows us three things. He's going to show us that when we have steps of obedience, number one, we see His plan. Number two, we see His provision. And number three, we see His purpose. All of those things that really help us get up every day and have life abundantly. So we're going to read from Psalms 37, and I'm going to do it a little bit different. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, maybe like we normally would do and we teach from it. I'm going to pull from it, but I'm going to make sure you understand the context of Psalms 37, because in the context of this writing, you need to know a few things, that David is writing this particular passage in his later years, different from the passages a couple of chapters right before it and a couple of chapters right after it. And how do I know this? Because in verse 25, he writes in Psalms 37 that I have been young, but now I'm old, and I have not seen the righteousness forsaken. So he's writing this at a different time, and he's writing this to his son. So he is addressing your mindset. When you are surrounded, I feel like, like the anointing just came upon me. The light lined up. Thank you, God. No. He is addressing your mindset when we are surrounded maybe by enemies that are prospering and maybe where you just feel stuck and you're questioning. He is getting the people, and he's actually specifically right here addressing, to have your focus on trust and on patience. And so, even though our focus today in today's message isn't about our enemies, but we surely understand not understanding. We understand that when we don't understand where God has our feet placed, and being tempted to get our eyes on man and what's happening around us, which we call that horizontal thinking, instead of keeping our eyes vertical on God's thinking. So that's what he's doing. He's bringing them in. And so I'm going to take you in chapter 37, verse 3 through 6. And our first point is steps of obedience help you know his plan. So verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. If you do have your Bible, this is what I would encourage you to do. Circle trust. Circle do good. Circle dwell and faithfulness. Now go on to verse 4. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. I would circle delight yourself in the Lord. In verse 5, it says, commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. I would circle commit. And then in verse 6, we see his ultimate, you know, desire here. He will bring your righteousness as light and your justice as the noonday. Not for your benefit, but for his benefit. So his plan, and I want to say I love the verse that follows that, because he gives all of you that good meat, like this is my plan for you. And then after that, he says, now be still and wait patiently. So steps of obedience show us his plan on a universal level for all of you. We see in those verses, his plan is for you to trust, to do good. That means you're doing something. It's a verb. You're working, and you're working well. You're doing good. And it said dwell. That means, when I looked up that word, to be settled, to stay. I feel like sometimes people just move around and move around, and maybe God is saying, you know, I need you to take roots for a little bit to settle somewhere and dwell somewhere so I could do something in you. Then he says, be faithful, be committed, and patiently wait. That's what happens when your steps are obedient. You see his plan at work in your life. Now that's universal, but when you're stepping, he's very specific to each one of you. He's like, I know exactly where you're at, and I'm going to reveal it to you, and I'm going to be very specific right here, what you need and how you need to look to me at this. Then the next thing is steps of obedience shows us his provision. If you go on down to verse 21 and 22 in that same chapter, it says, the wicked borrow but does not pay back, but the righteous is generous and gives. Why is that? Why does it not say, though, that the righteous, you know, are begging and they're borrowing? Because God is providing for them, because he knows they're going to be generous and give it out. And he's going to continue to do that process over and over. And then it says, for those blessed by the Lord, they shall inherit the land. And I really think in every sense, like spiritually, you know, physically, he'll meet your monetary needs, that you'll be okay, that our land, our physical land, you know, we'll have a spiritual sense. But I'll back this up also with scripture in Psalms 34:10. It says, you know it, those who seek the Lord will lack no good thing. So his provision, every time that you're taking a step of obedience in his way, he's going to provide. Now, it doesn't say he's going to give you everything you want. He's going to give you all your fleshly desires. And that's, and of course, David is writing here because their eyes were getting on man. And they were looking, well, look at him. They're being blessed and they're prospering. I don't understand this. And he says in verse 16 and 17 in chapter 37, better is the little that the righteous have than the abundance of the wicked. It says, because their arms are going to be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. And he's like, you don't worry about them. You don't worry what's going on with your neighbor. You don't worry about what's happening person sitting next to you. And of course, as believers, we know that we should be happy for people. But I know that when you sometimes get in a slump and you feel like you're stuck at a place, that we start to look at other people and we think, you know, well, they're being blessed and they're being blessed and I'm just kind of stuck here. And he's saying, you don't worry about that. Like, you know that God is giving you good things right now. And lastly, steps of obedience show this, his purpose. Back to that same verse in verse 6 that I talked about, his plan, because plan and purpose really are kind of like brother and sister. You can't have, you know, they're connected. In verse 6 that I read a minute ago, that ultimately it says that he will bring forth your righteousness as light and your justice as the noonday. That's ultimately his plan, but also his purpose, that we're pointing everything to him. And we talked about that, remember, when I preached about salt and light. But I love the way that the message reads it. It says this, he'll validate your life in the clear light of day, and he will stamp you with approval at high noon. That is his purpose. Not for you. Of course he wants you to feel good and wants you to feel good about where you're at in life, but ultimately all of that is to point people to him. Proverbs 16:3, this right here backs this up. To commit your works to the Lord and your plans will be established, which means they will be successful. Why? Because your plans will be his plans, because your mindset is going to be thinking about his mindset. Also, what else does he want to teach you here in talking about his purpose? Watching his word at work in you. In verse 9, it says, the heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. And that's perfect because he needs you to have a part in this. It needs to be a partnership. I want to say this, that when you have, you know, the partnership with God, this is showing that you trust him. It's a great opportunity to show that you trust him in this walk, not knowing what the end outcome is going to be, and you're okay with it. So in that, you have a great partnership. So the work that God does in us, it would not work if he gave us the big picture in the beginning. So in this, I'm going to go ahead and have the team come on out. See, I told you it's just quick devotion here. It would not have worked if back in October, if this is what the Lord would have said to us. And as they're coming out, I want you to actually look at their faces and see how all of the pieces of the puzzle said. So if back in October, the Lord would have said to Steve and I, you're going to go through 7 months before this position is filled. You're going to have several fill-ins, but don't be impatient because I'm doing a work in them as much as I am in you. So he was doing a work. He needed to do something in Ben, and I can't answer that. Only Ben can. He needed to do something, a work in Brent and Michelle, and he needed to do a work in Austin and Andrea before they got here. And so this is the Lord's, the Lord spoke to Steve and I and said, you know, you're going to have people question you, and you're going to even question yourself. And you will have to ask people to step up and fill in the gaps and maybe put in a little extra, and that's okay because it's going to reveal people's hearts. And you're going to look at countless applicants, and you're going to give much of your time to this process as the other daily things tug at you. You're going to spend your resources to bring someone promising in, but that's not going to be my will for you or for them. But you will be responsible to this process. And most importantly, you're going to be listening, you're going to be waiting, and you're going to still be searching. Oh, and by the way, in this process, you're going to lose your youth pastor at the same time, and it's going to feel like you're being squeezed. But hey, I'm ordering your steps. And when you least expect it, an applicant's going to come across your laptop on a list that you've checked regularly. And it's going to spark your interest. But hey, this applicant, they have been searching the whole 7 months that you've been searching. But I'm doing a work in these two people because they're really not ready for Kawita yet. I need to do something still inside of them. And really, you're not ready for them yet because I need to do something in you. But I trust that they will hear your voice and that you will hear his voice. But trust me, commit to my ways, be still. And on Sunday, June 9th, you will stand in awe and be amazed at my plan. Yeah, God could have said that to us, but we would have missed out on all the growth in the process. God could, and he has revealed in his word, we see that he uses some people and he reveals the whole picture. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not. But he chose to make all of us wait and see if we were all going to be obedient to what God had in our lives. Not just here, but for you all. So whatever is happening, whether it would be in your career or whether you might be in a place in life where you feel stuck or you might be placed physically that you don't understand, just do what I tell my kids every day. You just get up. You connect with the Lord every day you go out and work hard, and you let God do the rest. Steps of obedience. I'm going to let them go ahead and play behind me because we're going to finish worship out here. And if this is how I want to close out, we're going to have people come up and be available for you to pray. But what better time to take a step back in our lives and say, is every area of my life being obedient? Number one, in salvation, because none of this can happen if there's not a connection, you know, personal relationship with you in Christ. That there's nothing, there's no such thing as steps of obedience. It's just steps of your flesh and yourself and your wants. But number two, in other areas of your life, you're thinking, am I being obedient to what he wants, not what I want, in every area of my life? So this will be a great time of reflection, of continuing to put worship and our eyes on him, but to be able to sit back and physically see, wow, that was God's plan. Not just for Quita Assembly, for Ben, for Brent and Michelle, for Austin, for everybody else in their lives that they have, whatever's going on. This is the big picture of steps of obedience. So let's pray that over our lives.